Music, it has the power to expose and amplify all kinds of emotions when you listen to it. But what about when you are the creator? The new podcast, Music Saved Me, explores how music has helped Aussie artists overcome adversity. The host is Danny Clayton. Good morning.
Good morning, mate. How you doing?
Yeah, it's good to speak to you, Danny. You weren't picking up your phone before because you were worried about prank callers calling you. You've had a little bit of traffic on the phone recently.
Yeah, look, I was getting this weird phone number hitting up my phone, and I'm like, oh, God, it's one of these prank phone calls again. As I told you before, I think, like a bitter ex has put my phone number on some website or something, because, man, I get so many prank phone calls. It's crazy. Sometimes they're kind of fun, though, so I'm not complaining.
Well, just to check, are you happy with your current power provider?
I am, and also, are you from the FBI, and have I committed a crime overseas that I need to give my credit card details for?
Potentially, there may be some tax issues for you. Mate, you've long had experience in the music industry. You had a previous role as a Channel V presenter. Digging into what goes on in an artist's mind has kind of been your backbone for so many years. This podcast allows you to do a little bit more of that.
Yeah, look, it's something that was pretty close to my heart, because over 20 years working in music, I guess I have built a relationship with so many musicians, and I can see how difficult it can be. I mean, I guess as an audience, we see all the glitz and the glamour and the fun, but when the tours stop, when the albums haven't been put out for a little while, it can be quite tough. And it was just really great to talk to all these musicians about mental health and how they used music as a tool to actually get themselves out of really, really tough spots. And God, we have such a great lineup. We've got some close friends of mine, Grace and Illy, awesome. Conrad Sewell, yeah. And there's been some really powerful stuff in there.
There's an inherent vulnerability in creators. Like you said, when things dry up a little bit, there's so much demand from fans, and the creative process, I would imagine, can get very, very stunted. Did it get a little bit dark in some of these conversations that you've had on the podcast?
It got dark, but I think it actually got more, God, it was like beautiful in some ways,
right.
And
quite awesome.
And very sad. I mean, in the first episode, I was talking with Grace, who is obviously just an incredibly talented artist, and I didn't really know the full story about what she'd gone through and how music really pulled her out of a dark spot. And she was telling about the passing of her father and the impact it had on her life. And it was difficult for me not to just burst into tears, to be honest. And it was such a beautiful and emotional story from her. And I was so proud that she had the bravery to talk about it. And I think that's why that it's been so successful, even though it's been out for just a day. I think it's hit number two, which is great. But
fantastic, congrats!
It really it lets people who are big fans of these musicians see that at the end of the day they're just human, and everyone goes through things, and it's just good to have something like music to help you get out of those dark spaces.
Some of the other artists on the podcast coming out, Mike Waters, who we've spoken to on the show before, Yves Caritas, Paul Dempsey. There's some fantastic names there. These guys are top-tier Australian talent.
Yeah, definitely. And also, like, Paul Dempsey, man. Like, I've been listening to his music since I was, like, 15.
One of the best male vocalists in the country. Bar
name. Incredible. And also, funnily enough, my brother-in-law, his daughter is called Dempsey because he was a mega fan of the band.
Great.
So naturally I had to slip that into the interview, which Paul's pretty chuffed about. But all really, really great artists, and like all really loquacious, incredible storytellers. And, there's a few laughs in there as well. And I think it's just a real positive experience overall. So God, if you need some inspo, if you need to feel good about the state of the world, jump aboard that podcast. Get involved.
Hey, before we let you go, you're partnered with youth-focused charity Musicians Making a Difference, or MAD. What do these guys do?
So basically what they do is they take at-risk youth and they give them this incredible experience by injecting them into the music industry. And there is so much to do as a young person in music. Maybe, sure, you could be a rock star, you could be a rapper, but then, of course, there's the other side of things, there's sound engineering, mixing, you know, there's staging, there's lighting. It's kind of introducing those people to like a whole array of different opportunities. And they offer mentorships and studio time, and they connect people with other really, really great musicians. So it's an incredible organization that I'm very, very proud to be a part of.
If you want to check them out, it's MMAD, so mad.org.au. The podcast is called Music Saved Me. Search it up. It is well worth a listen. 20-minute episodes, perfect bite sizes. The host is Danny Clayton. Thanks so much for joining us, mate.
Oh, it's been an absolute pleasure. And I tell you what, if you put my phone number up on those websites so I get more prank calls, that's it. We're done, you and I. We're over.
Oh, don't tempt me, mate.